Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. And we have begun to share with you on the subject of overcoming in the area of your tongue. It is important that we learn that our words are important. They are going to release life or they're going to release death. And we need to speak right words, praise God. In Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is quick, it's alive, it is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. God's Word is alive, it is full of power. And when you put God's Word in your heart, you speak it forth with your mouth, it is going to release the power of God. Now we receive God's Word as it is. It's the truth. It's the Word of God, not the Word of men. It effectually works in those that believe. And if we really believe God's Word, then we're going to speak it forth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the Bible says, the mouth shall speak. In 2 Corinthians 4:13, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, therefore have I spoken. We believe, therefore we speak. Your words release the spirit of faith on the inside of you. Remember God's words, they are spirit and they are life. And you're going to learn to speak forth what God's word says. Job 6:25, how forcible are right words. Are you speaking right words in your life? Are you confessing what the Word of God says regarding healing to come to pass in your body? Are you confessing what God's Word says about how you deal with people in relationships? Are you speaking words that are in line with the law of love? Are you speaking words that edify and strengthen? Or have you been speaking negative words? Do you speak right words over yourself? Or do you confess these things that you can't do and speak negativism? How forcible are right words? Be sure you're speaking right words. Negative words will affect you negatively. 1 Samuel 17, verse 10. The Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. When you hear words from another, you need to be ready to deal with them. The Bible says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment, you're supposed to condemn that. And you're going to speak forth what the Word says, replacing that negative word that comes with the truth. Well, Saul and Israel, they heard the words, and they didn't deal with it successfully. They were dismayed and greatly afraid. You've got to watch the words you hear. They're going to have effect upon you. Judges 16, verse 16 and 17, Delilah, she came and pressed Samson daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed to death. And then he finally told her all his heart. He said the fact that there had not come a razor upon his head, that he'd been a Nazarite unto God from his mother's womb. And he said, if I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. He made the great mistake of speaking forth the source of his strength. But how did that happen? He'd already resisted many temptations. It said when she pressed him daily with her words, words will have effect upon you. Don't listen to people's negative words. If you have some people around you that are being negative, then you need to get away from those people. Or if you have to be around them, if they're in your family or you're around the workplace, you need to learn to take those thoughts captive that come into your mind from the words you hear and speak forth the Word of God. Think on the Word of God so you don't give place to the effect of those words. Job 19:2, how long will you vex my soul and break me in pieces with words? That old saying, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me, that is a lie. The truth is, words will hurt you. He says, how long will you vex my soul and break me in pieces with words? Words will have quite effect upon you. You know, I've dealt with so many people in counseling that have gone through verbal abuse, continual verbal abuse over weeks and months and even years, and it is devastating upon the area of their soul. We need to watch that we do not receive negative words and that we deal with them according to the Word of God. Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. This is important for you to understand. If you are speaking words that are not edifying, that are not ministering grace unto the hearers, that's not going to build someone up, you are out of the will of God. You need to be speaking things that are in line with the Word. Now, when you speak things of correction to someone, be sure you're speaking the Word of God and you're calling them to repentance and tell them what they should be doing. That will bring forth edification. At the same time, don't be one who cuts people down, criticizing, judgmental, a fault finder, always pulling people down, pointing out their faults. That's not edifying them if you don't give them the truth of the Word and encourage them. We need to speak forth good things out of our mouth. Don't let corrupt communication come out. Speak things that are going to edify and build up one another. If you can't say anything good, don't open your mouth. Ephesians 5, verse 4, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient. You need to eliminate the foolish talking, the foolish jesting, that jokey type of spirit, sarcasm, always having to make a joke with that foolish talk, foolish jesting. That's not convenient. That's not in line with the will of God. Can you imagine Jesus running around with foolish talking and making foolish jesting everywhere he went? No, Jesus wasn't that way, and you're not supposed to be that way either. That is of the flesh, that is of the world, that is not of the Lord, especially sarcasm. Sarcasm is speaking one thing, but meaning another, yet you have to realize words have power, and they will hurt and they will wound. If you have a problem with sarcasm, you need to confess that as sin, repent, and turn away from it. Colossians 4:6, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer every man. If you're speaking things in line with grace, the favor of God, you'll be ready to answer every man in every situation. Psalms 45, verse 1, my tongue is the pen or the marking stick of a ready rider. Your tongue is writing your ticket in the Spirit. It's as the marking stick of a ready rider, which is like a skillful scribe. What you're speaking, it's being recorded in the Spirit. The Bible goes on in verse 2 of Psalms 45, grace is poured into thy lips, therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Praise God. Pour the grace of God, pour the Word of God into your lips, and then God will bless you. Praise God. Samuel was one who grew in 1 Samuel 3:19. The Lord was with him and did let none of his words fall to the ground. You know why? Because he yielded his mouth unto the Lord. As you grow up in the Lord, as you get yourself growing spiritually and you get the knowledge of God, you better learn to speak what God says. I'll tell you, God's not going to be with you if you speak a bunch of negatives. If you speak the Word, though, it says he let none of his words fall to the ground. I wonder how many of our words have fallen to the ground. We wouldn't want to count how many. We've got to learn to start speaking the Word of God, speaking things that are in line with His will, in line with the law of love and faith and hope. Speak forth things that are going to acknowledge the good things in you in Christ Jesus. Philemon, verse 6, the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing in you in Christ. The Bible says that we should be speaking the Word. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the weak say, I am strong. The Bible even says in Isaiah 33:24, the inhabitant shall not say, I'm sick. Don't confess the sickness. Confess what Jesus is doing for you. If your eyes are upon the Lord and you have sickness come against your body, start speaking the promises on healing and taking hold of healing and declaring His healing power flowing into your body. Exodus 4:15 says that He's going to put words in His mouth, and I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth. God wants to put His words in your mouth, and then He will be with you according to what is coming forth out of your mouth. Proverbs 6:2, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth, or taken with the words of thy mouth. you can be snared and brought into bondage because of the words of your mouth. Proverbs 18:20, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. You can release death, or you can release life. You've got to learn to speak right words, praise God. You know, James 1:26, the Bible says, if any man among you seems to be religious and bridles not his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is vain or profitless. You know, you've got to learn to bridle your tongue. You've got to learn to speak things that are in line with what God wants you to speak. Otherwise, you'll deceive your heart, because what you speak with your mouth is registered in your heart, and your own religion will be profitless in your life. Your tongue is important. In James chapter 3, the Bible talks about, if any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Verse 3 says, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Also the ships, in verse 4, though they be so great, are driven of fierce winds, they're turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. And it says, your tongue is a little member, but it's going to release things. It can either release the world of iniquity, or it can release the things of God. The Bible says in verse 9, therefore bless we God, even Father, and therefore curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. God wants you to speak forth good things. This is why you got to get the word in you. Matthew 12, verse 34, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of a good treasure, a good deposit of the heart, is going to bring forth good things. Start putting the word of God into you. It goes on and says in verse 36, I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Boy, that's something you need to think about. Let me say that again, verse 36 of Matthew 12. He said, I say unto you, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. What kind of words are you speaking? Learn to speak God's words, words that are in line with His promises and His ways, and then God will be a blessing to you and through you. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.